Do you remember the moment of recording and all of that?
Absolutely. I remember that. Clearly, I remember this song. What happened was we were recording in Nashville. Al Kooper was producing. He left to go to like a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame kind of a thing. And he left us there alone. And so we kept recording. And also, there were no drums, and they broke everything. It was like union guys. So when the guy left, there was no drums or anything. So it was just me and Dan. And there was a Dolly Parton session going on next door, and we brought a couple guys over, a bass player, and then a drummer played brushes on a cardboard box that you put tape in, a roll of tape in, and he put a tambourine inside the box. And Eddie Barris was the guy. I mean, he's kind of like played on 10 million number one records, this guy. And we did it. I mean, I remember we showed them the song, and this is like my, this is me learning the ropes in Nashville. We showed them. We got about halfway through the first chorus, and the drummer stopped. Said, "So how are we going to end this thing?" Like he didn't need to hear the rest, you know. and we cut it in one take, and then Al came back and he said, "Good work, kids. Good work." And then we argued for like a week over what we were going to overdub, and eventually we settled on a glockenspiel. That was it. So the whole thing is us playing live, and one overdub was a glockenspiel, and.
Because necessity is the mother of invention, isn't it?
Just nothing seemed to work, you know, and then we went Buddy Holly with it. And it
well, exactly. I was just going to say that. Because, you know, all those different every day
was
thigh slapping, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Not Fade Away was a cardboard box. And I have to say, in this very studio, Russ Kunkel played percussion in that corner right over there using one of Ken Bruce's program boxes.
Well, that's rock and roll right there. That's even almost hip hop.
This is the very
one. Oh, there's the one. I like it. Oh yeah, that's got tone.
There we go.